Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover.
Hello, my dear, and welcome back to the Divine Feminine CEO. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics ever, ever. We are talking about the nervous system and why the relationship you have with your nervous system might just be the most powerful relationship you ever have, more powerful than the one you have with your kids, your partner, your clients, your parents, everything. And we're going to deep dive into why. Because the nervous system is a very old, very primal part of our body and mind that runs the show. Runs about just about everything in our life. And from a spiritual perspective, the nervous system we can think of as our inner child. It's that less developed, more primal, survival-based part of ourself. Because as humans evolved, and you may have heard me talk about this before, we evolved in conditions that were radically different from what we experience today. So today we live in temperature-controlled homes. We don't have major predators that are threatening us. Our biggest dangers are overstimulation of our mind and our nervous system by the very fast pace of modern culture, our cell phones, our social media. And unfortunately, because the conditions we live in today are so different from when we were nomads or living in villages where we spent a lot of the time watching sheep or making pottery, unfortunately, our nervous systems get very overtaxed, and this is a big reason why so many of us are anxious, depleted, and depressed, and end up with chronic health issues, because our bodies spend way more time than they should in a fight or flight state. Now, fight or flight is a survival state. It's the mechanism in our body that creates hormones like adrenaline and cortisol that are designed to send blood flow to our extremities so that when we're chased by a tiger on the African savanna, or sorry, not a tiger, I guess it would be a lion if we were in Africa, we can survive. We can run away from a predator, from this imminent threat to our survival. That hormone response takes blood flow away from our digestive system, from our sex organs. It goes all out to the body. So, and our heart rate picks up, our breathing picks up so that we're sending more oxygen to the extremities. Now, this was really useful thousands of years ago. Really, really useful. It kept us alive. The problem is today, that fight or flight response is activated at some level for most people most of the time. And this is a huge, huge problem because when we are in fight or flight, we are not in rest and digest, which is what we call the parasympathetic state of the nervous system. This is where hormones like serotonin and dopamine, oxytocin all get produced. These are the happy, relaxed hormones that calm our body down, improve our ability to experience pleasure, whether that's pleasure from a warm bath or pleasure when you're being intimate with a partner. It impacts things like our gut health and our ability to digest, because when we're in parasympathetic, our body knows it's safe. It takes the blood back from the extremities and puts it in to your liver to detoxify, to your intestines to digest. And this is really important for our body's general state of health and our ability to function. So when we're overactivated and we're in fight or flight and we're there chronically, this is what leads to things like adrenal fatigue, overwhelm, feeling like we're stuck in analysis paralysis. There are so many things that we could do. What should we do? Feeling like we're never enough, like we never have enough. There's never enough time. Gosh, my voice is speeding up even as I say this because I can feel it in my body. And because we've been used to living in a very masculine model of society, and particularly for work, we are used to going, going, going. We've fallen out of this more earth-based feminine cyclical model where we follow the moon cycles, we follow the seasons, and every month we have a cycle of intensity and work and flow, and we have a cycle of rest. During the seasons, we are intensely growing in summer, harvesting in the fall, and then lying fallow in the winter. This is how the natural world works. Unfortunately, it's not how most humans work anymore. So today, we're going to talk about why it's so important to cultivate a relationship with your nervous system, a deep, intimate relationship, because, and here's the interesting part, your nervous system impacts not just your health, it impacts your parenting, it impacts your marriage or your partnership, and it impacts your business in a big, big way. So if you want to feel like a good parent who's easeful, who responds to her kids rather than reacts, if you want to feel like an entrepreneur who's able to keep moving forward on her business without getting stuck, and if you want to be a person who has a body that is vital and full of health, having a relationship with your nervous system is the key to all of those things. So let's talk about that a little bit. Because I've definitely had to learn this through experience. You know, I think that when we are younger, we can put our bodies through a lot and our bodies are used to resting a bit more. I think that unfortunately, now that kids have devices earlier and earlier, this is becoming a problem earlier as well, because they're getting into that fight or flight, always stimulated mode, and they don't get into the rest and digest. But I know that for myself, even into my early 20s, I was able to go, go, go. And once I had kids, that was no longer the case. I think maybe I had experienced burnout once at work prior to having children, but once you put your body through pregnancy or multiple pregnancies or losses or birth, and then you're pouring all this life force into breastfeeding and taking care of this little being who is now your responsibility, well, there's a lot more energy pouring out and there's a lot more urgency in what you do. So I remember when Gideon was born, I would wake up at night, even when he wasn't awake, because I was worried about him and I wanted to check on him. And part of that's hormonal in early motherhood. But part of it is this feeling that we're responsible for life outside of our own. And so we do feel this urgency. And guess what that does? It stimulates that fight or flight response. It fills our body with the adrenaline and the cortisol, and that's what wakes us up at night. So if you find that you wake up at night, you have trouble falling asleep, you wake up in the morning and you don't feel rested, guess what? All of those are signs that your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight response, is being activated more than your parasympathetic nervous system. Because how well you sleep is almost a direct correlation with how relaxed your body is during the day and how effectively you're getting into parasympathetic. Because the problem is, when we run in our fight or flight mode all the time, our body actually forgets how to relax. So when it comes to having a relationship with your nervous system, the first step is really recognizing when you're in fight or flight. And we'll do another episode on that. But the second step is training the nervous system to calm down over and over and over and over and over again, because it really is a practice. And the more you practice, whether that's through yoga or meditation or different practices to stimulate the vagus nerve, the easier it is to get your body into parasympathetic. That's when those chronic health issues start to resolve. You start to sleep better. Your brain fog clears. You have more mental clarity. So when it comes to the three things we talked about at the beginning, the health, the parenting, and the business, the health stuff is pretty obvious. The faster you can train your nervous system to calm down, and the more often you do this, the more time you spend in a state where your body can repair itself. Our bodies are brilliant. Your body has massive amounts of innate wisdom. And when you're relaxed, when you're sleeping well, you think better, you have more energy. Well, why is that? It's because your body isn't wasting all of its energy trying to run from a tiger. It's as simple as that. Instead, it's directing that prana, that life force, that mitochondrial energy towards repair and restoration. So really, the easiest way to improve your health in every way is simply to start activating your parasympathetic nervous system, because all it really does is it activates your body's innate healing capacity. So I know that for me, my gut was off for a really long time, and I did just about every gut repair program out there. I did the GAPS diet, I did everything, and I found that my gut still wasn't calm. You know what finally calmed it down? It was learning how to stimulate my vagus nerve, learning how to constantly turn off fight or flight and get into rest and digest. And this topic is very near and dear to my heart right now, because as you may know, I lost my fourth daughter, a second trimester pregnancy, a few months ago. And so coming out of this big trauma, this hospital stay, I've really had to constantly calm my nervous system, because when we go through trauma, that fight or flight gets turned on, and it doesn't turn off just because you're not in the hospital anymore. It stays on because you've just been through something scary and your brain is like, WTF, how do I prevent myself from going through that again? So that's an example of, you know, a big emergent trauma, but our brain perceives lots of little things as traumas all the time, whether it's a stressful call with a client or our kid making a mess on the floor that we now have to clean up. It's the same exercise that we have to go through. And again, the more you train your nervous system to calm down, the faster it is to fall asleep, the more deeply you stay asleep, the more rested you wake up in the morning, the more mental clarity you have, the more energy you have. These basic fundamental things that impact just about every health condition out there, including anxiety and depression. So let's take the second topic here, which is your business, because if you are an entrepreneur, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are, or you're thinking about becoming one, it's a little known secret that probably the number one determinant of your success in your business is actually the state of your nervous system and the relationship that you have with it. It's not the strategy, because there are a gazillion different ways to succeed at business. It's not the specific offerings. Those are really important too. It's not the marketing content that you write, though of course that has to be on point. It's actually the state of your nervous system. Because here's the thing about becoming an entrepreneur. It requires you to step out of your comfort zone all the time. All the time, especially if you're a first-time entrepreneur, but also if you're a seasoned business owner who's taking things to the next level, who's expanding into a new channel, who's pivoting her work into something that is deeper and more soul aligned. Our brain, the primal part of our brain, perceives all of these things as unsurvivable because there's no proof that we have survived it. So the way that our brain understands the world around us is that if we are alive right now, whatever circumstances we're in right now, whatever circumstances we have been in are survivable. The moment we try to do something new, the brain goes, whoa, 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 whoa. We shouldn't do that. We have no proof. We literally don't know if we can survive to continue our species. That's your limbic system, the primal part of your brain getting activated. The ancient survival part that says, hey, don't go on to that savanna that you've never been to before. You don't know if lions live there. So it's best not to try. That was a really effective survival tactic thousands of years ago. But the problem is, as an entrepreneur, basically the only way to fail as an entrepreneur is to stop trying, because building a business really is a process of trial and error and learning. When I teach business, I call this the listen, pause, pivot method. It's the idea that we're constantly putting stuff out there. We're constantly talking with people based on the data that we get back. We pause and then we pivot. And as long as you keep doing that, your business will keep growing in success. The challenge is every time we have to step out of our comfort zone, our nervous system gets in the way. And this can show up as complete overwhelm. Like you sit down at your desk and there's a gazillion things that you could do and you literally can't start because you feel so overwhelmed. It could show up as analysis paralysis. So maybe you're writing a post or some marketing content and you're sitting there and it just never feels good enough. So you never put it out there because it's not quite right. Or maybe it's manifesting a healing crisis, like you're about to up level and suddenly you get sick and your body's like, nope, I don't think so. Not going to play, going to go force you to rest now. All of these are examples of our nervous system getting in the way of our goals and our aspirations. Now, how much harder is it to go out there and do something new when your nervous system isn't functioning, when you're stressed out? It's 1,000 times harder, and sometimes we won't even try to do it. And this is why your relationship with your nervous system is so critical when it comes to being an entrepreneur, because it's the fastest way to move forward and to get unstuck, particularly if you're going to step outside of your comfort zone and launch something new, try a new channel, go for a bigger goal. Because even when it comes to making money, the idea that you could call in $20,000 instead of $10,000 in a month, your brain doesn't know that that's survivable. It literally doesn't. So it will stop you from just taking the simple strategic steps to get to that point. Now, the flip side of this, of course, is that we also have to know how to restore our nervous systems as entrepreneurs, because those simple tactical steps, they might be simple. It doesn't mean that they don't require any energy. So if you're getting on a sales call with someone, or you're showing up to do a live session with a client, you're going to feel somewhat drained. I know that for me, when I'm showing up in my energy, my adrenaline does get going. You know, there isn't really a way for me to be on without my system also being on to some degree. So the question becomes, how do we then reset the nervous system after we go do the things? And this is true if you are a parent who's taking your kid to a swim birthday party for the afternoon. You know, if you're anything like me, we're really passionate about water safety. I'm constantly watching my kid in the water. I'm constantly watching other people's kids in the water. Guess what the brain is doing? It's looking for tigers. It's looking for ways to ensure the survival of the species. That activates your nervous system. So you're probably pretty tired when you get home from that birthday party. So the question is, do you keep running on empty? Do you keep running on that adrenaline? Or do you begin to recognize that my nervous system is on and I need to engage a practice to turn it off now? I need to get back into a parasympathetic state. So often after I do a call, I will immediately move into a restorative practice so that I can then move through the rest of my day in a calmer state. So this is critical when it comes to business, because without a relationship with your nervous system, it's easy to do too much and then burn out because you're not restoring yourself. Like, do you ever find that you get into the flow with work and you're super excited about something and everything's happening easily? And then suddenly you wake up one morning and you're like, I didn't sleep last night and I feel terrible and I'm brain foggy and I have no motivation. That's a sign that you've overloaded your nervous system, or that you haven't been offsetting those tasks with restoration. Or you're about to up level and you suddenly get sick, or you suddenly face tons of resistance around doing the things that your coach told you to do, but you just can't because you're scared. That's your nervous system getting in the way. Again, that's where we pull in a practice. And then finally, when we think about our parenting, or if you don't have children, think about your partnership, your marriage, or, you know, whoever you might be in close relationship with. Because this is a place where the ability to regulate our nervous systems is huge. And if you're a parent, you will know this. We have been using a parenting approach for a few months now with our son, Gideon. It's called the nurtured heart approach. And this is basically the central pillar of that. But even if you're not familiar with that particular method, though, I highly recommend you go read the book. It's called Transforming the Difficult Child, and it's amazing. You've probably been in a situation where you walk into the kitchen and your kid, with all of their beautiful young initiative, has decided to do an experiment and they've made a huge mess. For me, this happened the other night when my son decided to take slime into the bathtub. And the slime, of course, started melting everywhere. It started getting everywhere. And immediately I started to freak out a little bit because I was like, oh gosh, this is going to clog the drains. It's going to take me forever to clean up this mess. Then I had to go, okay, nervous system, calm down. I had to take that pause so that I could respond to him rather than react. Because when our kids try something for the first time and it creates a result that adults aren't comfortable with, like a huge mess or something breaks, that usually isn't their intention. So when we react because our nervous system is triggered, what does that do to our kids? It makes them cry. It makes them scared of us, makes them feel bad about themselves. And usually afterwards, we feel really guilty because we're like, why did I yell at my kid? He didn't really do anything wrong. Like, I never specifically told him not to take slime in the bathtub. So why wouldn't he assume that that would be an awesome experiment to do? It's totally understandable. Our ability to respond from a place of center as parents, which I'm sure as we all know, we are far more effective parents when we are in our center, is 100% dependent upon our relationship with our nervous system. It's that ability to catch ourselves in the moment and say, "Ooh, I just got triggered. I'm going to calm things down, recenter so that I can respond rather than react." Daniel Siegel has a great book about this as well called Parenting from the Inside Out. And it's basically this idea that before we can parent our children, we have to parent ourselves. What does that mean? It's all about the nervous system. It's all about our ability to self-soothe ourselves so that we can co-regulate our children, especially when our kids are young, because they don't have the ability to regulate themselves yet. Their prefrontal cortexes are not online. They're not fully developed until they're in their 20s. So literally our kids need us to help co-regulate them for like 20 years, which sounds kind of crazy, but that's how long it takes the brain to fully develop. I think it's not fully developed until we're in our mid 20s, which is why a lot of us make stupid decisions in college. So when it comes to your parenting, the ease with which you can parent your kids, the ease of your relationship totally correlates with how well you respond rather than react. So if you find that you are yelling at your kids a lot and then feeling guilty about it afterwards, that you get stressed out when you're parenting rather than being able to like enjoy and be present and feel easeful and like actually enjoy playing with the Legos. If you find that in your marriage, you're snapping at your partner a lot and not responding the way that you would if you felt full and replete, you probably need to take a look at your nervous system and practice self-regulating, practice recognizing when that fight or flight is activated, when you're triggered, and then calming it down. You know, in the last decade, I think our society has become very trigger sensitive. You know, we put trigger warnings on things. And in college, like professors aren't allowed to talk about certain topics. That wasn't the case when I was in college. And I actually think that this is very disempowering to the young adults that are growing up now, because it basically tells them, hey, it's my responsibility not to trigger your nervous system, so you don't have to learn how to self-soothe. And this becomes problematic when we go out into the world and we start businesses and we parent and we really begin to get out of our comfort zone, because the reality is that in entrepreneurship, there are no trigger warnings. Like, if you want to make more money and you're going to put a new strategy in place, your customer base is not responsible for your comfort when you're doing something new. Your kids will never give you a trigger warning, and they are guaranteed to trigger every unhealed part of yourself. They're like our little dark mirrors. And that's what's so wonderful about them, is parenting is like the ultimate opportunity for healing and growth. But it also means that we have to take responsibility for connecting to our nervous system and not running away from our triggers, but rather saying, oh, hey, limbic system, I see you. You are activated. Hey, inner child, I see that you're freaking out a little bit. Let's calm you down. Let's calm you down so I can digest my food properly. Let's calm you down so I can sleep and have mental clarity and actually enjoy doing my job. Let's calm you down so that I can show up as the amazing parent that I know I am and not that crazy lady who's super stressed. Let's calm you down so that I can actually want sex with my partner and enjoy sex with my partner. so that I'm not always thinking about work and that I have to re-caulk the bathtub in the bathroom, or that the kids need to wear a certain outfit for field day tomorrow. It's all about your nervous system. So, my love, now that you've learned a little bit about the ways that your nervous system might be showing up in your life, you're probably like, what do I do about this? Like, yes, I snap at my kids sometimes and I wish that I didn't. Yeah, I don't feel super rested when I wake up in the morning, and no matter how many massages I get, I still find that I'm pretty stressed out and I don't understand why. You might find that you're not enjoying sex with your partner because your body literally can't settle into a parasympathetic state. Sex, by the way, is a parasympathetic activity, and so is orgasm. You might find that you have these big goals for your business, but they're just not happening because you keep running into resistance, you keep running into overwhelm, and every time you do finally get some momentum going, you burn out. So that even when you do hit a goal, suddenly you don't have the energy to enjoy it because you're just toast. So you might be wondering, like, why the heck can't I hold on to my vitality? Why can't I keep my nervous system in the calm state that I know it needs to be in? And how do I repair whatever dysfunction is going on? Well, my dear, I have grappled with these same questions, and that's why I am inviting you to come learn about a new protocol that I'm releasing called the Vital Reset. And the Vital Reset is a simple, it's a 40-day protocol because, you know, the postpartum time is 6 weeks, 42 days in yoga. A 40-day practice is the time that it really takes to change something on a cellular level. So it's a 40-day protocol to learn how to completely reset your nervous system. So it is a vital reset because after going through this protocol, your nervous system will be trained to turn off on command. You'll have the practices and the tools to recognize when you're getting activated and actively restore yourself in the moment so that you can effectively hold on to your vitality so that you're not constantly leaking out. And I'm going to do a whole series on the paradigm that I like to use for this, which I call the leaky womb. And I won't go into that too much today, but essentially it's this idea that we are a vessel. And unfortunately, when your nervous system is turned on, that vessel has holes. The vessel is literally leaky. And often we experience this postpartum, like we have all this energy until we have kids, and then suddenly we just can't seem to get ourselves feeling good again. And usually that's because your womb, your energetic womb, has holes in it. So in the Vital Reset, you'll repair the holes so that when you do pour into your vessel with your restorative practices, with your self-care, with your massage, it's not just leaking out again, because there's nothing more frustrating than wasting time going to get a massage and then having your partner say, hey, why aren't you more energetic? You just took the afternoon off and left me with the kids while you went to get a massage. So you'll repair your vessel so you can actually hold that vitality. And then you'll fill your vessel. You'll restore your system so that you have some vitality. And then finally, you'll learn how to energize your vessel so that now that you can get your system to the point where you have energy, you have vitality, and you know how to keep that vitality going, you can actually direct it towards what you want, whether that is your health, or your business, or your parenting. You can actually direct that vitality towards what you want and amplify the impact that it has so that you're not just pouring out of that vessel again. You are strategically directing your energy to get whatever it is that you want. So if any of the examples I've mentioned in today's episode sound like you, go ahead and click on the link for Vital Reset in the show notes, okay? Because I'm going to be running it this summer. I'll be releasing the details soon. So if you are at all curious about what this looks like and how it might serve you, how you could learn to repair and restore your vessel so that you can use those practices over and over again to sleep well, to enjoy sex, to respond rather than react in your parenting, to call in whatever it is that you want in your business, whether that's money or an employee or the perfect idea. You can do all of that without burning out or running into resistance. It's all about the nervous system. Go ahead and click on the link in the show notes. Sign up for that list so that I can send you some details about what's coming up. This protocol is really sweet and juicy, and it's something that I've developed after 3 very traumatic second trimester pregnancy losses. So talk about experiences that drain your vitality emotionally and physically, and literally punch holes in your energetic womb, giving you a leaky vessel. Like, I have had to hone this protocol to restore myself. And with my latest loss, I've had people say to me, "Rachel, I cannot believe that you're doing as well as you are so soon after this huge trauma." And the reason is I follow the vital reset protocol and my nervous system knows what to do now. So even though it's been very activated by trauma, I can recognize that and I can constantly soothe it. I can soothe it until it gets back to that baseline where my vessel is beautifully intact and can hold all that vitality. So my dear, I really invite you to come check out Vital Reset. It's going to be a really fun, juicy sister circle. I may be offering an in-person retreat as well at my family's gorgeous, luxurious ranch and spa area, just about 45 minutes outside of Austin. We are just now opening it up to the public, and I'm super excited, not the public, but to private groups that we invite out. And I'm super excited to do some Vital Reset retreats out there so that we can use the spa wing. And I'll talk about that more in future episodes when we get into actual practices. But I really encourage you to check it out because we are living in super intense times. Things are really intense right now. The stock markets are intense. We're coming out of a global pandemic. A lot of people have changed in the past couple years and have awakened spiritually. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably started a business or want to start a business. And all of that takes a lot of life force. It takes a lot of vitality, especially if you're a parent. So to actually do the things that are important to you, it is absolutely critical that you know how to hold vitality within your body and how to direct that strategically to get what you want instead of just letting that life force leak out. This is something I'm really, really passionate about because I would say the number one reason that I see entrepreneurs fail, specifically moms who are entrepreneurs, is that they just burn out. They don't know yet how to support their systems and how to train their system to hold enough vitality to do what it is that they want. So if you see yourself in any of this, click the button in the show notes for the Vital Reset, and I will send you some nice juicy details because you deserve a Vital Reset, my love. I deserve a Vital Reset. I mean, quite frankly, the world needs a Vital Reset right now. So I invite you to find out more about how this 40-day protocol will work, what we'll be doing this summer, and come join us because there's really nothing lovelier than restoring and connecting with other women like you in a sister circle so that we can support you and you can make some friends along the way. So my dear, I am sending you all the love, so many blessings, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.